John, you're the director of 3 Days, Two Nights. What made you want to take this on as a documentary?
I think maybe because just how close and personal I was to it. There was just a moment Mark and I had, and it was maybe a year after the crash, and I was sort of curious. I was a kid. I was 11. Mark was 12 at this point. I remember we were in my parents' house, and I asked him, finally had kind of the guts to say, what happened? What happened? And Mark began to sort of speak, and he stopped, and his eyes teared up a little bit, and I saw in those eyes just this incredible, incredible pain. And I just felt like, that stuck with me.
Mark?
I think John is the only person in the whole wide world that it could have made this movie. And the reason why that is, if you think about, 11-year-old boys, best friends, go to the same school, play the same sports teams, at each other's house, 7 a.m. on Saturday morning, every weekend. It's not a great analogy, but a bomb went off. And so I think it had a big impact on him, and it was something that he carried with him during that time.
John, what was your approach to making this film? Can we take a step back and just talk about how you crafted this?
So it was a complex thing to sort of say, what are we going to focus on here? But I think what we were trying to do was to show what happened and then to go present day and show what Mark and Andy are going through now as they confront this thing. We wanted the audience to feel like, even though you were looking at men in their 50s, that you still saw the child in them, because in some way their lives froze at that moment when they had that plane crash and they lost their families.
So I want to talk about Mark and Andy, the experience of creating this film. Was there a moment where you wanted to stop? And if that did happen, what kept you going?
I wanted to stop yesterday on my drive up from Denver to Aspen and turn around and go back to Denver.
He sent me a text that we were going to have to drag him into the theater.
So. Mark,
I'm a very private person. It's a lot for me to get asked a couple of times a day, what happened to you? Why do you use a cane? But one of the things that always drove me is I wanted people to know who my family was. I wanted people to understand that this concept of faith, family and love is a very powerful mixture. And I was given a foundation only through the first 11 years of my life to be able to kind of have the courage to get up and dust myself off and to keep on moving forward. I think for me, one of the real themes of the movie is just the incredible resiliency of the human spirit.
Andy?
It was really the curiosity that kept driving me. A lot of people have asked me, was this hard? How'd you do it? I'm just a curious person. I think everyone has the choice when they wake up in the morning to be curious or cynical. And that is your choice. No one can make that choice for you. And I just find it's a lot more fun to be curious.